This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump urged the Republican-run Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This just 6 weeks before the election. Speaking to reporters outside the White House Saturday, President Trump said he expects to have a choice very soon and will send that choice to the Senate. On the White House lawn, he said his nominee for the Supreme Court will most likely be a woman.
If somebody were to ask me now, I would say that a woman would be in first place. Yes. The choice of a woman, I would say, would certainly be appropriate.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky vowed Friday, just hours after Ginsburg's death, to call a vote for Mr. Trump's upcoming nominee. Democrats say it's hypocrisy after McConnell refused to consider then-President Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland, 11 months before the 2016 election. The remaining eight Supreme Court justices have written emotional statements remembering Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote that he was heartbroken to learn of her death, describing her as the essence of grace, civility, and dignity, a superb judge who gave her best and exacted the best from each of us. Whether in agreement or disagreement, Thomas goes on to say, as outstanding as she was as a judge, she was an even better colleague. Unfailingly gracious, thoughtful, and civil, he said the quality and pace of her work never suffered as she was ill, nor did her demeanor toward her colleagues. He concluded he will miss his friend dearly. This is VOA News.